Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome. It is Marta Kyle here, and I have my compadre here.
Hello, everyone. Zachary DiCarlo, nice to see you again.
Yes, you're like a...
This is not my first show,
exactly.
My first rodeo.
Yeah, you're like a fun second host. Our friend Tara could not join us today, but we were planning on having Zach sit in with us today on this beautiful June afternoon.
A beautiful day today.
Beautiful.
God bless day today.
Yes, absolutely. June's typically a month that we know is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So today we are going to talk to you a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about the book of Joel, because that tells us... Well, usually when I pray about these things, I ask the Lord to show me where in the Bible he wants me to tie all these topics together,
okay.
And he showed me the book of Joel. So that's where we're going to dip into that a little bit today. We're going to talk about the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage that's happening right
now.
Here
we go.
Absolutely. Hopefully
our
you're
Lord
all
is on the move.
On the move.
Jesus is in the van. He's
that's
on the move.
Right. Yeah. And he is in Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beginning in St. Augustine, Florida?
He's made his way up to Richmond. They start in St. Augustine. They've been in Savannah.
Yep.
And the Diocese of Charleston, the Diocese of Charlotte.
Yep.
And so he'll be in Richmond until the 5th, and then he moves on to Arlington, and
yeah.
Then Washington, D.C.,
beautiful,
and then up into the coast, and we'll get into that.
I wish I could be there for the Washington, D.C. piece of it.
That's this weekend.
I know. It was been so beautiful, because it's June 12th, which is the feast day of the Sacred Heart, as we know, and hopefully all of us started praying that beautiful novena.
We have.
It's a beautiful 9-dayer, yeah. And then what's the name of the route, Zach?
The St. Francis Xavier Cabrini route.
And isn't that entirely appropriate, if, as we all know, the story of Mother Cabrini, the first canonized American saint.
Yes.
She was on the move. She was a woman that part of our theme today is rend your heart, not your garments. And that's what we see in the book of Joel. So maybe that's why the Lord led us
Good. Absolutely.
And that is certainly what our Lord has done, and 100% what Cabrini has done, right?
100%. I mean, there's no better witness to, you know, we put the theme of the collaboration of the film with the pilgrimage. Our theme is from the altar to the streets. And so
that's beautiful.
Nothing speaks better to that
nothing
than
speaks
the works
than that.
Of mercy, charity, love, and service that Mother Cabrini and her sisters and all the volunteers provide. So,
yeah. Amen to that. So we're going to start with a little opening prayer before we dive into our exciting topics today. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, your Sacred Heart is our secure boat in every storm. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the true grain and wine that restores our souls. Through the intercession of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, bless the pilgrims walking our nation's streets right now. We ask you to heal our land, restore our families, and give us the courage to be your missionaries in the world today. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. St. Francis Cabrini, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you,
Marta. Yeah, that was a lovely prayer.
It was a lovely prayer.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, always guiding us on our way as we have these shows.
Funny how that happens.
I know, because we were doing a series on the Ten Commandments, as you know.
Yeah.
And today, the gospel reading hit on the first commandment. So
it
I thought,
did.
Oh, that's so funny.
It sure did.
That's a lovely little reminder to love thy neighbor, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, all your soul. But I thought that was pretty cool that that was today's commandment as we embrace our Mother Cabrini, the Sacred Heart, the month of June, right?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I'm playing with technology. I shouldn't do that, should I?
Not on live radio. All right, so let's talk about the pilgrimage. So we talked about it's currently journeying through Virginia. Did you
it's
say?
In Richmond, yeah.
Richmond,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we were invited to participate with them, and we started our conversations with them back in late winter.
Mm-hmm.
This is an off year for the Congress, and the pilgrimage is part of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's their first trip to the East Coast.
Yep.
And they did it because of the birthday and the 250th anniversary of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
The theme of the pilgrimage is One Nation Under God.
Yep.
And so decided that nothing, no one spoke more appropriate to the United States and to the mission of the Eucharist than our dear Mother Frances Cabrini.
Mm-hmm.
And so they named the route that. So we actually were introduced to the idea by EWTN,
mm-hmm.
With wonderful news now that we can announce that everyone's probably heard. We were introduced to the Eucharistic pilgrimage by Monsi Alvarado,
mm-hmm.
Who just 2 days ago was chosen by the Holy Father, Pope Leo,
mm-hmm.
To be the first lay person, second woman that we can think of, on the Roman Curia. So she's going to be the prefect for the dicastery of the communication dicastery.
Yes.
So she'll be leaving EWTN. She's currently the EWTN president of the news organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited for her and her new role. And for the Universal Church, I think she's going to be great, by the way.
Yeah, she was great even at the Eucharistic Congress last year when we were in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So she's a fabulous female role model for the church.
Yes, she is.
And clearly Pope Leo trusted her.
Well, she's got a great devotion to Cabrini. And
that's beautiful.
A wonderful devotion to Cabrini. She's been a friend of the film, so she called us and said, "Hey, did you hear?" And we said, "No, we didn't."
But we heard it from you, from the horse's mouth,
so
right?
So that has transpired into what we're doing now, and we're underway. So we had our first screening was actually on Sunday evening in Charlotte, which was really cool because what they did in Charlotte, they sponsored a screening in a theater. They needed at least 6 theaters to handle the number of people that they wanted to have come.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilgrims came to the theater. So after they had the closing mass, the bishop attended the screening along with the pilgrims. The pilgrims spoke, and then they watched the movie.
That's
and what's
awesome.
Kind of funny, the behind the scenes is they thought that maybe the pilgrims would be tired and want to jump in the van.
That's what I was thinking.
On the road.
Yeah. Or I was thinking maybe they'll be so happy to sit for a few hours.
That's what
in
they
an
did.
Air conditioning theater.
And
I would
not
be
the
like,
van.
Amen. I'm so psyched.
Thank
it's
you,
movie
Jesus.
Day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Mother Cabrini. Thank you, Jesus.
So they did.
That's great.
And so we've had 2 screenings here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia on Monday evening and on Tuesday evening, and they were really well attended. And we have 4 more in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I have our schedule here if we want to go through it.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to be this coming Monday at the Regal in Downingtown.
Nice.
June the 8th. And on June the 9th, Tuesday night, we'll be at the United Artists Grant Plaza up in the great Northeast.
Yep.
On the 15th of June, we'll be at the Regal Warrington Crossing over in Warrington, up in Bucks County.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then on the 16th, our last theater showing will be at the AMC Marple over in Springfield.
Nice.
Now, we also have Father Gill, who is the rector of the seminary, among other, rector of the Cathedral Basilica,
mm-hmm.
among other things,
yep.
Is the liaison to the pilgrimage
mm-hmm.
for the Archdiocese. And he wanted to have some screenings. Philadelphia. Okay.
Thanks.
For our listeners and viewers, if I don't say Philadelphia, I'm going to be scolded. I say Archdiocese because I know where I'm sitting, but you don't know where I'm sitting.
Right.
So anyway, so at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Peter and Paul in Center City, Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
on July the 4th, there are screenings at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3:30. All of these are open to the public. We ask you to use the RSVP system
mm-hmm.
Because we need to control the seats just to make sure that there's room for everybody. So,
right. And how do they go about finding this information? Because no one can retain all those dates and times.
That's true. But the easiest thing to do is to go to our website. And that's www.cabrinifilm.org.
Mm-hmm.
Cabrinifilm.org. And our landing page really is devoted to the pilgrimage. If you'll scroll to the bottom of the landing page, you'll see an RSVP button. You click on that. You can pick the screening of your choice and then sign up there. Okay?
Yeah. So you have lots of screenings to choose from.
You do. And also,
this is an exciting time.
We partnered with EWTN, Marta, as you may know.
Yeah.
And so EWTN and Angel Studios and ourselves, we have been able to gift the movie to the broader audiences. And so if you go to EWTN.com, their streaming service, they'll run the film. The film is available on streaming until the middle of July.
Yeah.
And then this coming Saturday night, as you said, you wanted to be in D.C., they're going to screen the film on their network.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do the same on the 5th of July, the closing ceremonies for the pilgrimage. So plenty of ways to see our wonderful film.
Yeah, absolutely. And participate in this fantastic pilgrimage.
Are you planning on going down the 5th of July?
I'm on the fence. I'm going to see what the traffic looks like and see. But, yeah, I would like to be there.
Yeah.
I love the last year when the Eucharistic pilgrimage was going on. When it was in Philadelphia, I was going to join that walk.
Okay.
It starts at the cathedral.
Yeah, this year we're going to go from the cathedral over to St. Peter's, which is the shrine of St. John Newman, is also at St. Peter's.
Yes.
So that's how they're going to close off the ceremony. The mass will be the archbishop, and then the procession will take us to St. Peter's.
Yeah, so I did it last year. It was really magnificent. And funny story is I started out on the walk with everybody. And my shoe broke. I was wearing a flip-flop, and I lost the toe. So I was, like, hobbling along.
You were more flipped than flop.
Yeah, and I was like, this is not going to work. I just have to turn around and go back. This
Oopsie.
Was not meant to be.
Can I catch it on a Facebook Live?
Yeah, exactly. So I did not get the opportunity. So I was thinking this year I was going to wisen up and just put on my sneaks.
There you go. There you go.
Nothing like a little Nike Airs or something, right? So that we can all join together and physically walk the land, and it's really a call back to unite ourselves back to Christ, unite this country back to Christ, to be dedicated back to Christ. You said it's the 250th anniversary.
Well, and as you know, you're going to speak about it maybe today, but the Sacred Heart, our nation is being consecrated to the Sacred Heart.
Yes.
Right? And there's some things here locally and so forth, so it's all tied together.
And the 12th is a big day. That's the feast day of the Sacred Heart, which is why I really wanted to be in D.C. for that, but we have other engagements here right in our own backyard at St. Dennis. There'll be a dedication a chapel to
The Sacred Heart.
The Sacred Heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's actually
exciting
phenomenal
times.
Time.
Really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And Cabrini, it's just kind of cool how it all comes together. She was the ultimate traveler for Christ.
No question.
And she crossed the Atlantic 23 times.
23 times. And as I said Tuesday night, not by airplane.
Exactly. Yeah,
that was
not by airplane.
That was by steamship.
And that was not her. She surrendered that to the Lord, and she called the Sacred Heart her secure boat. So
yeah,
I thought that's kind of sweet.
That's really great that you wrote that and found that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was deathly afraid of drowning because
she had almost drowned. Experience.
Right?
Yep.
So for her to make that journey 23 times is just
unbelievable. Talk about surrender.
Unbelievable.
Surrendering and trusting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she called the Sacred Heart of Jesus her secure refuge, her boat, right?
Okay.
And she also called Mary Star of the Sea, which I always love. She said she's my Star of the Sea and Jesus is the Sacred Heart.
You know,
and
someone asked me the other night, we always do a little talk back, and I had a little talk back going, and one question was, we certainly know of her devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because she named her order that. Obviously, they're the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But the man asked me if I could speak about her devotion to the Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
And it stumped me. And I thought, you know, I guess I have to do a little more homework.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess would be that she had great devotion to the Blessed Mother.
The two hearts, right?
The two hearts.
You can't separate the hearts. They're both the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart. Jesus was so close to his mother. He loved obviously he loved his mother dearly.
So I don't know if you know this, but you know her heart is in Codogno in Italy.
Okay, Mother Cabrini's heart.
Mother Cabrini's heart is in Codogno in the province of Lombardy.
Okay.
Which is where her first orphanage was, and then her first convent in Codogno. And the Holy Father is going to be there. He's going to visit the sisters on, I believe, around June 20. And so they're thrilled, and he'll be venerating the heart of Mother
That
Cabrini.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
See so, that?
Exactly.
So dedicated Pope Leo. To the Sacred Heart. I love that. And it was Pope Leo the 13th, and now we're with Pope Leo
Pope
the 14th.
Leo the 13th.
I feel like all these connections, there's never any.
Well, you remember what we did for the National Catholic Youth Conference. We were at the National Catholic Youth Conference with the film, and that's 16,000 students attend, high school students attend that conference.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first ever virtual live video with the Holy Father and 16,000
yes,
people.
Yes, that's
in,
right.
In Lucas
yeah,
Oil Stadium
beautiful.
Where the Colts play. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our theme was Leo the 13th sent Cabrini.
Yeah.
Leo the 14th sends you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. That's
great.
We had that on our hats.
That's great.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. God is good. He always has these plans, and we never know what they are, but they're so much fun when they are revealed to us. He always reveals himself to us and his plans to us, right?
Yeah.
One of my personal favorite Cabrini quotes is that the world is too small.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people find the world, it's too big, or these dreams are too big, these hopes are too big. Dedicating the world back to the Sacred Heart. We're living in a time that is tumultuous. Maybe that's why the Lord put us towards the book of Joel, right? The locusts ate the land was dried up. And then you
tasty
go through,
snack, the locusts,
yeah.
You know.
All these plagues.
Crunchy.
That hit the throughout the history of the Bible. There's all these plagues. And
well, you know, it's interesting because the quote, you know, the world is too small for what I intend to do.
Yeah.
She literally said that to the Holy Father.
Yes.
And he flipped it on her because, you know, she wanted to go to China.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
take her mission to China.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I really need you to go to, I want you to go west, not east.
Not right.
Right? And, you know, if the world is too small.
Exactly.
What does it matter where you start?
That was a great line. Yeah. And for anyone who has already seen the movie, you'll know exactly what we're saying because all these historical events are in that movie.
Exactly.
Which makes it, it's really a fabulous film. And it's inspirational. It's gone on to do some inspirational things. You want to talk about that throughout the world? I mean, talk about the world is too small, but I feel like she's working vicariously through this movie to conquer the world and to help us rededicate the world back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus during these times where the land is dry.
You know, we only know the stories that people let us know about. And so every story we hear, we know there's dozens more that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've met some incredible people that have had incredible relationships with Mother Cabrini and before the movie. And also we've met a number of people that because of the movie, they've done some extraordinary things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the 19-year-old girl who announces to us after a movie that she knows now why she wants to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she dedicates her life to Mother Cabrini to be a nurse. I mean,
yeah,
check the box.
That's beautiful.
Success,
yep,
right?
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, the young man who says, yes, this is my vocation. That's why I want to be a priest. So we could go on and on and on. But that's how she's been working. And we like to say it's the Holy Spirit and Mother Cabrini working as a team.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly work on their time, though, not our time.
Exactly.
You know, we like
yep.
to make it a little faster.
But
it's not about our time. It's
yeah,
their time. You know?
Exactly. That's Kathleen's old joke. Like, we like to be the advisors of the Lord, not his. No, we like to be his. What does she
How
say?
How does she say it?
We like to be his advisors, not his. Oh, I forget. I'll think of it and it'll
okay.
come to me.
Yeah, but it makes sense. You know, it makes sense.
We like to tell him how it's done, and really, we're just supposed to be.
You know, you use that.
Students
that line.
Of the Lord, not
remember
the teachers
how,
of the Lord.
Remember how the movie Bella opened? If you want to make God laugh.
Tell him your plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Anyway. But yeah, we've had a lot of great stories. I mean, I told Kathleen the story. We were in Omaha, Nebraska, doing a screening before we released the film. Mm-hmm. And there was a set of women up at the top of the theater, and the one lady raised her hand during a talk back, and she said, "I'm the mother of a Cabrini miracle, an attributed Cabrini miracle."
Wow.
And so, of course, the place goes silent and so forth, and, you mm-hmm. know, I'm standing listening, and she said, "My daughter was 2.5 years old, and she had contracted a disease that afflicts the vessels, the blood vessels, and it mm-hmm. contracts them to, they harden, mm-hmm. And it's fatal because it'll shut down the bloodstream to, sure. to organs." Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, while her daughter was in great pain at 2.5 years old and being told that there was no survival, a friend of hers said, "You know, you need to go and pray to Mother Cabrini,"
yeah.
to the parish where there's a statue to her, and it's Mother Cabrini Parish down in the railroad area of Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks later, this baby was miraculously cured.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the miracle's been attributed to her. And then she mm-hmm. said, "And here's my daughter." And her daughter is about 32 years old, sitting in the theater, and the, you know, the tears are rolling and the applause is happening. So then we met these wonderful
wow.
women, and we become friends with them through that.
Yeah.
But that's a woman who was
that is so
absolutely
beautiful.
Touched by the hand of God and by Mother Cabrini.
Yeah. And by the movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the movie.
She was probably happy.
Well, they thanked us so much for making this wonderful film.
Yeah, that's
film,
what I mean. Yeah. Know? Mm-hmm.
So.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't it wild?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really beautiful stories where we were in screenings and people would stand up.
Yeah.
And say.
Yeah.
Mrs. McCluskey.
Yeah.
She was a Cabrini kid.
Exactly. In mm-hmm. Chicago.
In Chicago.
She was in an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
In an orphanage, in a Cabrini orphanage. I was just telling the story just the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact. We were on the phone with some folks in Chicago who there's a lot. This is the 80th anniversary.
Yes.
Of Mother Cabrini's canonization.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of events being announced at the three shrines and around
okay.
Chicago, Philadelphia, Denver, and so forth. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're in a conversation with some folks in Chicago, and there's that whole political nonsense that went on where they took down the
yes.
Columbus statues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing going on in Chicago where mm-hmm. the statue's coming back, and they're putting up a statue of Mother Cabrini, and the city's paying for it, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. We're mm-hmm. talking about folks you don't realize that go on from these orphanages to do great things, become great people.
Yes. Those are the best
If you stories. Remember, Marta, we were introduced to an attorney, and we were introduced to him in New York City, but he's a Philadelphia attorney. His name is George Baghetto, and he wouldn't mind me using his name.
Mm-hmm.
He is very instrumental here locally at fighting the city for the Columbus statue to be we boxed it in Philadelphia. We
yes.
didn't remove it. Mm-hmm. Fighting the city with the lawsuit to have the box removed.
Right.
After a screening, he came up to us and was just blown away by our film. And he said he would like to help us. And we asked him if he would put his face on video. And he said that would be great. So we asked him a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
the video, which we didn't know, in the interview, he announced to us that for the first 6 years of his life,
mm-hmm.
he was a Cabrini orphan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a Cabrini orphan. And those women, those nuns,
yeah.
you know, put him on the path that he's on today.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could go on. I could be here till next Tuesday talking about things like
that's
this.
That's beautiful.
It's amazing, right?
It's amazing. Those are the most touching stories, though. They touch your heart deeply. You remember them, and it really moves you. This isn't just a movie that you're watching. This isn't just a Eucharistic pilgrimage.
So well said.
This isn't just a call from humanity. We're rending our hearts. So rend not your garments, rend your hearts.
Yeah.
And this is living proof. It's like
it's
where
witness.
The rubber
it's,
meets the road.
You
it's
bet.
A witness.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So this is actual, you know, the hands and feet of Christ in our world today.
Very real.
Working through the nuns, through the children, through
the patrons.
The patrons.
Yes, yes.
And it's
important.
Do
we want to give out the phone number to anyone, if anyone's calling in?
Yeah, if anyone has a story, if anybody wants to call in, absolutely. It's 610-527-2906. Or toll-free is 1-888-343-2484. So feel free to give us a call. We have about 5 minutes till our midpoint break
there.
I can't
believe it went so fast.
I know, doesn't it?
It's
kind of
it really
fun.
It does. Well, we'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or
comments? You're part of the pilgrimage, or if you have any comments, if you plan on joining us in Philadelphia, or no matter where you're listening from, in any of the dioceses that this is beautiful.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And don't forget to go to our website, www.cabrinifilm.org.
Mm-hmm.
We like to say our mission, you know, she had different plans for us. We thought we'd release the movie and be off doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are two years later.
Yeah.
And we're still working
on
the mission.
And we're still working on it. Well, so, it's gone to great places, right?
It is.
Oh, fabulous.
That looks like we have a caller.
We do have a caller. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Is this the amazing Martha?
Yes, it is. This is the great Frank.
No, this is stupid Frank, but I'll take it.
Nah, this is the great Frank. You're our favorite friend, Frank.
Martha, I have some shocking news for your guest, Mr. Zach DiCarlo. You ready?
We're here. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I love the station. Tuesday, St. Kathleen. Wednesday, Ken Johnson. And Thursday, Martha and Tara, but I'll take Mr. Zach.
That's right.
Mr. DiCarlo, I never met you. I heard you on the radio one time, but I know a lot about you. You ready for this?
Sure.
It's going to scare you, Mr.
DiCarlo. I bet this better be good.
You might think I'm calling the FBI and getting me arrested or something. Again, I never met you, but I met your son, Dr. Zach DiCarlo.
He's
brilliant. He knows so much. He's a genius.
Yeah. You know what, Frank? I think you actually did let me know that. We were on a call with Kathleen many, many years ago, and you told me about Dr. Zach and you. That's great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm brain dead. I met your daughter, Jenna. She's great, too.
Okay.
And also, Gia Savali, if you know her, you know Gia?
Sure, of course. She's
her and Dr. Zach, I've been hearing a lot of people on the radio for like 5 years now. They're two of the smartest people. They know so much. They're helping me, and I really appreciate it. And also, I met your wife the same day, Mary DiCarlo.
There you go.
I met Dr. Zach, Jenna, Gia wasn't there, your wife Mary, Doris Day Kelly, and St. Kathleen. We're all together at the same time.
St. Kathleen.
That's amazing.
Well,
that's it. You're getting a Christmas card, Frank. You're on the Christmas list.
Mother Cabrini thanks you.
Your wife gave me, I forget what bakery it was from. It was a gluten-free bakery. It was gluten-free, soy-free, and something else. It was pumpkin something. It tasted out of this world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was yours. It gave me by, so felt sorry for me.
Yeah. That's great.
Anyway, Mr. Tell your family.
I will, Frank. Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in. I'll let them know.
I love your show.
Thank you.
We love you. You're our favorite number one fan.
All right.
These are two kind. Thanks again.
Bye, Frank. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's great.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Frank's awesome. And Frank is a former Philadelphia police officer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
I was on with Kathleen at some point, and I remember driving in a car, and Frank called.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank was telling me about Zachary. So,
yeah, he's a great, great guy.
Thank you for calling in, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Yeah, so we do have this beautiful show planned.
We do.
And
where
Mother
are we
Cabrini,
in our plan?
I know. She's the engine that's driving. Well, the Eucharistic. Oh, we're going to go to break in about 20 seconds.
Uh-oh.
So I won't gonna get it. I'm not going to get into a new segment here. But thank you for tuning in. Again, my name is Marta Kyle, and I'm here with
Zachary DiCarlo.
Yes, and we are so happy you tuned in today. Please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you're looking for care for a loved one to remain independent, living at home, Visiting Angels is ready to serve. Visiting Angels franchises provide the compassionate professional caregivers needed to deliver the best home care available, and you may select your caregiver before services begins. Services include bathing, dressing, errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, and more, up to 24 hours each day. With over 500 franchised offices nationwide and 9 offices in the Delaware Valley, Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. Employment opportunities in caregiving for Visiting Angels are available. When you join us at Visiting Angels, you'll receive the support needed to fulfill your goal of achieving a caring career. Call today at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-5483. Or online at visitingangels.com. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, we are back.
Hello, everybody.
Again, I am Marta Kyle, and this is...
Zachary DiCarlo.
Yes, and we are here on this beautiful fourth day of June, bringing you a lovely show. And today we were going to dip into the Book of Joel a little bit. And
now, that's one I'm not very familiar with.
So I know. I had to read. I read the Book of Joel. I think the Lord led me to the Book of Joel.
Right.
So I had to read it again, and then do a little bit of research on it. And funny enough, they don't actually know when this book was written. He's a minor prophet. They don't know when the book was written. Yeah, they have two different timelines on that they go back and forth on arguing.
Okay.
But it is kind of fun when you look into these things, because we were saying the number one thing we were pulling out is rend your hearts, not your garments. And we were tying to that theme to the Eucharistic pilgrimage and Mother Cabrini and the fact that it's the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Lord is good. He knows what he's talking about. He knows his scripture, right? And it's really a bridge to the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus was literally rent open. It was pierced by the lance of the cross. So, and he allowed us, and his love for us is deep, and he doesn't leave us devastated, right? So the state of the world today, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of confusion in today's world. Even back in the time of Joel, he was crying out because of the sins of the people and the sin of Israel. The Lord sent all these chastisements, right? But he never leaves us in devastation. He always sends us a plan. He is trustworthy. And God gives us the remedy, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm learning something today. I did not. You know how we all know that the Old Testament has many ways of tying us to the New Testament.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And to to our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know about Joel, and I did not know about Joel tying us to the Sacred Heart. And
yeah.
That's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's... You learn something new every day.
We learn something new every show, and I'm totally upfront and open about that. I'm not a Bible scholar,
yep.
But I always say a prayer. I go to Holy Hour, and I say, Lord, lead me to where you want me to go with
right.
this. And he always
right.
leads me somewhere totally unthinkable. You might think of something very obvious, like the Lord, when he walked all through, and he didn't stay in the temple. He walked among the people, and that's what this Eucharistic pilgrimage is also doing, and that's what Mother Cabrini did, and they don't stay behind closed doors. They encounter us, and it's beautiful, but I never would have gone to the Book of Joel. I can promise you that.
I don't know that I've ever cracked it. I know I've not cracked it.
It's short. It's a short book. You can read it in 5 minutes. I mean, it's pretty short.
Okay.
Yeah. So
could be tonight's reading.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to love it. You're going to love the Book of Joel. Listen to these words. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. I'm going to beat that one to death because that's exactly what the Lord calls us to do. And we're not called to be dormant. And it's not faith alone. It's faith and works. We know that. We're taught that in our faith. And I just think it's so amazing that
And what's a better witness to that?
Than
Mother Cabrini.
Yeah, than Mother Cabrini.
I mean, you know, when you think
about... In this
about,
month of June.
I love telling the story, Marta, of, you know, our film is very factual, right? There's a lot of historical facts in it. And it's a movie, so there's some other things that we take some license with. But one of the things I love to hear about is we talk about how here are five women and Mother Cabrini that get dropped off on a boat that come from northern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So these five young women who happen to be nuns
yep.
are not necessarily familiar with poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because in northern Italy, they didn't experience that kind of poverty.
Right.
As the southern Italians.
As the southern.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the southern
mm-hmm.
Italians are escaping a poverty mm-hmm. environment to come to America because the streets are lined with gold, don't you know?
Right.
Right?
That's
don't
what
you
they
know?
Were told.
And so... Here
yeah,
they are. They're
story.
In. They're in the ghetto, and they're in these amazingly squalor environments.
Mm-hmm.
And these five women and Mother Cabrini, these six women, mm-hmm. put their eyes on. And I love in our film mm-hmm. where our director has her look at the camera. She looks at the camera three times.
Yeah.
The first time she does, she looks at the camera and she's looking at them, if you will.
Yep.
And she says, "See everything, because this is who we came to serve." Mm-hmm. Which is sort of a, all right, gals. Line. All right?
You yeah. know? Yeah. yeah. See everything. Not,
see everything. This you is who we came nothing. To serve. This is exactly why we're here. Mm-hmm. And you got to believe in your heart of hearts they were probably scared and petrified.
Absolutely.
Right? Petrified.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, they didn't have a place to stay.
The first night.
Exactly.
The first night alone would have sent me sailing. I'd have like, yeah, I'm not sure if I signed up for this or not.
I could be on the 10:15 tomorrow morning.
Exactly. Can someone take me back to port? Back to the... I'm catching the next,
oh, God bless.
The next boat home. No, but she was fearless. She was fierce. The Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart were her driving passion. And,
yes.
And she was even accused of having, what did the bishop say? You have, it was, oh, I actually wrote it down. She okay. has, I'm having brain blips today. Oh, blind ambition.
Oh, blind ambition.
Blind ambition, because right. she was on fire for the Lord.
Right.
She would not take no for an right. answer. And no matter how tired she was, how hot she was, like these pilgrims might be today, it's the heat. They're walking over 2,000 miles. They're walking the journey with the Lord. They're not in the van. Some of these people are walking the entire pilgrimage.
They walk, they jump in, they walk, they jump in. It's definitely a pilgrimage for the young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and God bless the priests that are rotating through with them, because there's always a priest.
Yeah.
You know.
And you wonder if throughout this journey, if they get a little homesick, a little hot, a little tired,
I would guess they would.
Maybe they just want a normal meal.
Like we opened, sitting in the theater
in the air conditioning. Sitting in the theater in the air conditioning, they were thinking, woo! Amen.
Isn't this movie a little longer?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should watch it again.
Too funny.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
You know, the other we often talk about Archbishop Corrigan, who is the the New York Archbishop at the time, mm-hmm. and they build an amazing relationship between the two of them. That it's a lot of it's in writing, mm-hmm. and there's actually a book of the correspondence between the two, which is beautiful. The mm-hmm. correspondence between the two of them, but you know, we talked to the actor who portrayed him, David Morse, who's a now a Philadelphian, mm-hmm. Boston by birth, but Philadelphian by way of L.A. Mm-hmm. And David talked to us about how he put himself into that role and the homework he did. And he thought to himself, you know, as he reflected on mm-hmm. how he was going to portray that character, mm-hmm. here you have an Irish young man.
Yep.
Who, you know, the Irish had gone through exactly what the Italians had gone through 45 or 50 years
yes.
before. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so here's a young man whose parents find a way to put him through a seminary. Mm-hmm. He works his way into that wonderful role of being the Archbishop of New York.
Right.
Yep. And then politics must smack him in the head.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Politics happen.
Yes, they right? do. And all so, the time.
And so here you have a man who is probably very close to our Lord, very
yeah.
close to his faith, very close to his vocation, mm-hmm. and yet he has to be now.
And he has
this
to,
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have to play the
and,
game.
And then he meets her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. right. She's got a different
he,
strategy.
She
for
whips
the game.
Him right back into yeah. shape. Let me yeah. tell you what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. So. No more being Mr. Passive Nice Guy. Listen to the politicians. We wear the pants now.
Go ahead. Give the closing line. You know the
yeah,
closing line.
You can give it.
Well, he says to her,
yeah.
you know, it's the mayor says to her, the mayor says to her over a little cocktail.
Yeah.
You would. It's too bad, mother, you're not a man. You'd make a great man.
Yeah.
And
it's too
he
bad
says,
you're a woman, mother. You'd make a great man.
And
yeah.
she says back to him, oh, no, Your Honor, men could never do what we do.
That's right.
So anyway,
that's
so
right.
true.
Amen to that. Yep.
So, you know, by the way, Jesus is going on to Arlington, Washington, Baltimore, Wilmington.
Yep.
Camden. Mm-hmm. And then Paterson, New Jersey. Springfield, mm-hmm. Mass. Manchester. Portland, Maine. Over to Boston. And then down to Fall River. And then Providence. And then right here to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, July the 2nd of finish the pilgrimage and tie it all together.
I love
July
that,
4th.
And it's the 4th of July,
exactly.
and it's the 250th anniversary.
Exactly.
I mean, this whole thing is actually fascinating when you sit down and just absorb all the information we're sharing with you today. Again, it's like boots on the ground. These are the hands and feet of Christ, and this is the cry. And a lot of people are joining in the cry. They're rending their hearts, right? And it is a Eucharistic pilgrimage, and I'm going to go back to Joel, because the Lord...
Our man.
Yeah. In answer, did not leave us in devastation. He said, "Behold, I am sending you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore you."
Wow.
"The years that the swarming locust has eaten." And we really are in the years of the swarming locust. I mean, our people are confused. There's just a lot of division and confusion. But the Lord's calling us back, and he is restoring us.
And the evil one's alive. The evil one's alive and well.
But this is a spiritual battle of sorts. And what is the grain and wine? It's the sacrifice of the Mass, right?
It sure is.
And what are we seeing all along this pilgrimage? It's Eucharistic adoration. It's the Mass. There's millions of opportunities to get to confession. There's community. There's camaraderie.
Right.
And so many forms of communication.
Right.
You're going to things. You have venues like EWTN. You have radio channels like ourselves.
Yes.
You have the pilgrimage.
Yes.
Pilgrims themselves. We're going to have real live conversion stories, I'm sure, that will come out of this entire.
Yep.
And it's exciting. We're living in really exciting times. I'm actually really motivated.
I was going to say. Okay.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Right? I listened to a great little talk today. It was a doctor, and forgive me, I can't remember her name. But she gave a talk on, she was speaking on the rosary, and she was talking about the visitation. And she said, before you understand the visitation, you would have to understand the Annunciation. And then she takes it back. Before the Annunciation, there was Angel Gabriel who announced to Zachariah, right?
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, and then the Holy Spirit's role with John the Baptist in the womb and how he jumped. It's fascinating. And she drew this whole conclusion about how the Holy Spirit is always working powerfully but quietly, but in and through all situations, even from the beginning of time.
Wow.
And you might not see it necessarily. You're going to hear it if the angel Gabriel visits you, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's the role of the Holy Spirit is something that gets overlooked. Maybe it's not fully understood. There's been a lot of conversation on that lately, even within the church.
Yeah, one of our daily mass homilies last week was about the Trinity and the mystery of the Trinity, but the beautifulness, if you will, of the Holy Spirit in the Trinity.
Right? It's beautiful, and you could contemplate that until the day you die.
You could.
We have a great caller on line one. Hold on. Hello. Is this Mario?
I'm Martha. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good, good. And Jack, good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon, Mario.
Just wanted to tell you, growing up as a youngster, my grandparents had a tremendous devotion to Mother Cabrini, which was not unusual because they had migrated from Italy, from Naples, Italy. But when we were children, we would hear about Mother Cabrini all the time, and I remember that no matter where my grandparents were, on her feast day, I believe in November 11th or 12th, something of that nature, we would have to go to the flower shop to buy violets.
Yes, it's her favorite flower.
And bring them to the shrine. I don't know if this, I think the shrine still existed.
Yes.
North 65th Street at St. Donato, they have a chapel where Mother Cabrini once prayed.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Well, very, very much so, yes. And the church is closed, but the shrine is still there. And they're trying to actually revitalize the parish and ask the Archdiocese to consider bringing it back. But very much so. It's a great neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that where you were raised, down there at St. Donato's?
No, no, I'm actually another part of another little Italian enclave in South Philadelphia, between St. Rita's of Kasha and St. Nicholas of Tolentino.
Sure.
The two Augustinian.
Yes, exactly.
But I remember bringing the violets, and we had to go to the flower shop to buy the violets. I read later that, or just recently, that that was because she used to put violets on little paper boats and think she was going to be a missionary. But when my grandparents died, they made sure that their tombstone has a very, really prominent statue or put into the granite. There's an image of Mother Cabrini.
Oh, wow. How beautiful.
Yeah, they had a really great devotion to her. And, I remember her body, I believe, was in New York, right? And
is there. Yes. Her heart's still in Italy, but her body's in New York. Yes. Up at Washington Heights. That's a beautiful shrine. There are three shrines, Mario. There's a shrine there in Manhattan. There's a shrine in Chicago on the shore, on the lake, which she had a very big presence in Chicago. And there's a shrine in Denver where she opened an orphanage on a mountain. And up on the Hudson, she bought the property and there was no water on the property, but she found water. So that's the third shrine in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the one in New York where her body is on display is in Manhattan?
Yes, it's on uptown around, you'd have to go up into Washington Heights. It's around 119th Street up there. It's right by the Cloister Museum. It's a beautiful place and highly recommend you visit.
I was there probably 50 years ago.
Okay.
In my 20s, yeah.
Okay.
Give away my age.
Mario,
I will try to make, yeah.
The St. Donato's Parish is very near and dear to our heart because Marta's father, who made this film, started his patronage to Mother Cabrini in 1955 by going to a 6:30 a.m. Mass at St. Donato's. The pastor was doing a novena to this saint that he had never heard of, and he was Catholic school educated all 12 years in Notre Dame University and never heard of her. And so as a young man, with his fiancée, they did a novena to Mother Cabrini. After that novena and after learning about who she was and that she was a make-it-happen lady and he wanted to make things happen in his life, he made her his patron saint. And that's how this began, because 60 years later, a nun walked into his office and asked him to make the movie. And he said no, by the way. And he said
many times.
And he said no for 6 years, by the way. But she won. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit won.
That's
right?
Right, the Holy Spirit. He used to say, her persistence broke down my resistance, right?
Exactly. I'm going to make a special trip to St. Donato. I didn't know that the shrine was still open, and I will make a trip.
Yeah, I'd call over there. There's a family that takes good care of it. There's a Society of St. Francis Cabrini. And, Mary, if you write into – I don't know how to reach these folks, but we could get you the contact name to reach out there to make sure that you can actually get in, you know. They have special masses there and so forth. It's not – I don't think it's open to the public every day, right? But
And just to jump on the story about Giorgio Vecchetto, who's an attorney.
Yes.
Very, very old friend of mine for many, many years. And he's quite the fighter like Mother Cabrini.
I'll tell you. And what a beautiful guy.
But anyway, one day my son – passed away, God rest his soul, was getting into boxing, and about, I guess, 20 years ago, he wanted to get into boxing, and Georgie was the athletic commissioner at one time.
Yeah.
And he was a boxer.
Yes, he was.
So I went to lunch with him at the Vesper Club, and I said, George, you know, my son wants to get into boxing. Do you have any advice? He said, yeah, tell him don't. and he won anyway, but I remember thinking, I said, Georgie, what part of Italy are people from with the name Bocchetta? And he laughed. He says, I'm not Italian. He says, I was raised in an orphanage. And now I hear you guys telling me that, that he was, he told you also he was raised in an orphanage.
He had reached out to help us before we knew that story. And we only found out about that story, Mario, when he put his own image on video and told that story. And it's just, it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, Georgie. But, well, thank you very much for
Thanks,
sharing
Mario.
That information with me. And, oh, wait, one last question. How do I get to see that movie? I never had the chance to see it. Is it on demand? Or How do you get to see it?
Mario, where do you want your commission check? Because that's a very good question, and we knew you were going to. Anyway, it's available in a number of different ways, Mario. First of all, from now until July 15th, it's available on EWTN streaming. But it's also available on Apple Prime, Apple TV, Amazon Prime. If you have cable, it's on Comcast Cable on demand.
Oh, sure, I get it on demand.
Okay. And then you could also reach out to Angel Studios on their website and buy the Blu-ray. But do me a favor, Mario. Please make sure you watch it on a nice big screen, okay? Don't succumb to a small. Watch big screen, okay?
Or from one Italian to another. You could watch it with the bishop.
Or you could, exactly. Right? You could come
at the cathedral on July 5th.
You could, July 4th, right? Or you can come out to visit us. Where do you live? Are you close to any one of these screenings? We have screenings in theaters.
I live right by the stadiums in South Philadelphia.
All right. Well, we're going to be in close to you. We'd be in Marple on the 16th of June, and we're going to be in Northeast Philly on the 9th of June at the United Artists up there. If you go to our website, www.cabrinifilm.org, www.cabrinifilm.org, you'll land on the page that talks about the pilgrimage, and if you'll scroll down, you'll see the screenings schedule and RSVPs. If you can, come see it in a theater, George Mario. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed.
Alrighty.
Well, all right, bring your family.
Absolutely, and thank you for having a really good, interesting program today.
Thanks, Mario. You're the best. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was wonderful.
That was beautiful.
That's wonderful, yeah.
Callers make all the difference. We love
the callers.
We
love the callers.
Everybody call in.
How about Mario reminding me to tell you where to find the movie?
Exactly. How about that? Exactly. Thank you, Mario. And how about Mario having a little tie to St. Donato's? And that's a beautiful memory of going to the flower shop to buy the violets. These are real, concrete examples.
Yes, yes.
Then that's what moves the heart, right? Yes. That's what moves you.
And he knew the story.
Yeah.
So that means grandmom told him the story.
Exactly.
Right? And that's a true story.
Because she lived.
We have that scene, as you know, where we have the little paper boats, which is true.
Yes.
And she would load violets in the paper boats.
Yes.
Because they were going off to China.
Yeah.
And it was her favorite flower.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful story.
But the fact that the grandmother knew the story.
Yep.
Right? It's a beautiful thing.
And you see and hear that a lot, like throughout all these screenings that went across the country. Time and time again, you hear beautiful stories like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's beautiful when they're shared.
I always like to say you can't make it up.
You cannot make it up, and it's so moving. They're the most moving ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was a real important thing in their lives. And you know, you got to imagine that. It took a lot to make that happen in their lives when they were little with the, you know.
Yes, and they suffered
the
a great deal.
Go.
No wonder they told the generations. I mean, that's how the faith gets passed down from one generation to the next. And it's important to tell the stories. It's important to share. And it's important to let each generation know the hard work that went in to get them where they are today. It's about three generations from when you come over until you see, right?
Is it about three generations? I think you're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm.
We always like to say the first generation comes in and they want to work their way to the middle, right?
Right. And then that generation
improves. That's exactly right.
So it's beautiful to be in America. It's beautiful to be alive in these days and times. And it's beautiful to see that the Lord never leaves us in devastation. That's what even Joel shows us back, wrapping up back to Joel and Mother Cabrini. I'm wrapping it back in.
I'm reading Joel tonight.
I know you got to read it.
It's so
short, but it's so powerful. And I love the fact that God never leaves us in. He sometimes takes us through the fire instead of around the fire. And everybody would like to go around the fire instead of through the fire. It's much easier. But
the path of least resistance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But he never leaves us abandoned, and he is always there for us. And we see that so beautifully in the Eucharist. It's the living heart of Christ, and he will always, whoever opens their heart to Christ, right, rends their heart, rips open their heart, the Holy Spirit will move in powerfully. And you will have more hands and feet of Christ walking this earth to make the difference that we need to make, right?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mother Cabrini is a great inspiration for that. So it's wonderful that they named the this pilgrimage.
Well,
after
you know,
her.
We spoke to them about that, and that's exactly what they were thinking too.
Yeah.
You know, when they were trying to plan their pilgrimage way back last year, it was clear to them that there was no more better and more better. Did I just say that? I did.
Mm-hmm.
There was no better example of, you know, witness to the Blessed Sacrament and to the work of the Eucharist than mm-hmm. what she did for and to care for the immigrant, right?
Yeah.
And you know, being the first saint, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the programming outside of the movie.
Okay.
You're moving into schools.
Well, the mission continues. Of, you know, the goal is to put the film in front of 100 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to – the reason we want to put the film in front of so many people is because we want the impact of the film and to change lives.
Mm-hmm.
And to change lives for others,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's
right. It's like a domino effect.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one would be better than that than to get to the hearts and minds of our young folk,
mm-hmm.
you know, 7th grade to 12th grade. So the mission is to get it to schools across the country through
yes.
dioceses and through charter schools and so forth. And that mission's continuing.
Yeah.
And we've been to a number
so
of dioceses.
So desperately needed.
So desperately needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, by the way, when you watch the children watch it, when you watch
yes,
these young
they're
adults
like sponges.
Watch there's well, and they're quiet and they're respectful and they get it. And when they come out, they're really blown away.
Mm-hmm.
We have just begun a prison program, a prison outreach program,
mm-hmm.
Because this film provides hope.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's either very little hope,
yes,
or no hope,
mm-hmm.
and we've gotten some amazing written testimonials
yep.
From prisoners, some on death row,
yeah,
that because of seeing this film, they have a new attitude or they have a new belief and hope in
yeah,
you know,
and they could have that last minute conversion,
exactly.
I mean, God is saving souls through
exactly.
this whole mission. And she,
exactly.
her whole thing was I'm an empire of hope. She wanted to build this empire of hope.
Very well.
And look what she's doing. She is alive. There are no dead people in heaven. Thank you, Kathleen, for that. So heaven is alive, helping us here down on earth, right? Reaching
wow.
down to earth
yeah.
and pulling us up.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting.
You know, it's funny. It's an empire of hope. And we struggled with the name
yeah.
for the film for months.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. was it going to be the world is too small?
Right.
Was it going to be Empire of Hope? There was a number of other ones.
yeah.
And we kept coming
Not
back.
Not the Empire Strikes Back.
That was taken.
That was taken. We couldn't use that one.
So, anyway, but we kept coming back to that there was nothing more powerful than Cabrini, you know.
Yes. It just honest
kinda,
to God, the
it
name.
It kind of
yep,
catches
Cabrini.
You, know? And it
yeah.
tested well, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you got to test these things. You
yes,
know?
You do.
So, so the other program that we're working on is we're in development as a character program. We're using the film as a baseline, a program that will not only introduce, in many cases needed to be introduced,
mm-hmm.
character and virtue, but how to put those into practice
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also is missing so terribly in our society, Marta,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of work in front of us.
Yeah, but great things are happening.
Great things
great
are happening.
Great things are happening live in your lifetime, in my lifetime, the here and the now. So amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And again,
it's
the Holy Spirit
stuff.
And
Holy
Cabrini
Spirit
has decided this is the time.
Yeah, this is the time. Leo the 13th, Leo the 14th. I love that.
You like that one?
I do.
That's a good one, right?
I do. Yep. So
you know the gal that wrote that. She came up with that. Your sister Mimi came up with that.
There she is. Yeah, she's a great writer, actually.
She's a beautiful writer,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Go Mimi.
Pulitzer Prize winning Mimi.
That's right.
So.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. We have we really enjoyed all the callers, and
we
really
did.
Enjoyed sharing all this information with you. So get out there, join the Eucharistic pilgrimage. It's an exciting time to be alive. Get out there and see the movie. And
thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
really
thank you.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dr. Anton Raimondo is up next, so stay tuned for Dr. Anton. He always has a powerful show planned for us all. And
ciao.
God bless.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, "Yes, here I am, Lord." You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia.